Welcome to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you tuning in to our speaker series. And today, I'm very, very excited to introduce our featured speaker, Julie Vandy Wingard. And Julie is the founder of JulieUnplugged.com. That's JulieUnplugged.com. She's the author of Unleash Your Creative Genius, and she helps creative entrepreneurs and small business owners put more money in their business and more fun in their lives. How great is that? And Julie is passionate about helping right brain thinkers move past what blocks their success and keeps them broke so that they can make money doing what they absolutely love. So the reason I'm introducing Julie to all of you is that she is able to use all of her success and creativity to empower you to create a profitable business and freedom-based lifestyle. So welcome, Julie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today just based on our previous conversations. I'm really excited to chat with you. And so I would just love to jump right in, and maybe you can take us on a little journey back in time. And if you could share with us some of your stories of your breakthrough moments that have gotten you to where we are today, we'd love to hear them.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to take you back to before I've been in this coaching industry, it seems like, for a long time. But I'm going to take you back prior to being in the coaching industry and personal development field, and kind of all the way back to when I graduated from college, which was a long time ago. And just wanted to share that I had this belief back then that I needed to choose a job or a career where I was going to make a ton of money. Now, of course, you know, that's what we're talking about in this interview series, right, making $10,000 a month. But there's got to be another piece to it. And I actually graduated with a degree in nutrition, and I knew I didn't want to work in clinical, you know, nutritional work in a hospital. So I chose a field that my degree worked for, which was selling pharmaceuticals. And I chose it because, you know, you started out of college with a great salary, you got a car, you got all, you know, an expense account to take people out to dinner. And so it seemed like this great kind of the ideal job. Mm-hmm. But what I found out once I got into it is I was really miserable and I was not happy. And so I stayed in that career for quite a few years. But then what I did is I moved on to another one, but I was still looking for that career where I was going to make a ton of money. And it wasn't until I got into the coaching field that I kind of stumbled into that I started to get more in touch with maybe what I'm passionate about, you know, what maybe my life purpose is, what would I love to do. But the interesting thing is even then I was developing businesses within this field where I was chasing the money. And it wasn't until I was working with a mindset mentor that I worked with, and he talked about, I was at one of his live events, and this was, trying to remember how many years ago this was, probably 4 years ago, and he talked about your secret thoughts. And it wasn't until I got in touch with my secret thoughts that I had this huge breakthrough in my business. And that was where I was allowing myself to really get in touch with what was in my heart. What was I really passionate about? If money was no object, what would I be doing with my time? You know, who exactly were the people that I wanted to work with and help? And it was so huge for me to really tap into that. I actually, I'll share, this is sometimes embarrassing, and I don't tell everybody this, but I love to dance. And when I'm driving around in the car, I have visions of, you know, seeing myself on a stage. I choreograph dances in my head. It's quite comical. But that's part of my secret thoughts that were telling me that I needed to be up in front of people, you know, whether on a stage or speaking or, you know, whatever it was. And this was huge for me because I know that there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there that try to run a business or create a business, and they really kind of keep themselves hidden. Mm-hmm. And that's how I was trying to run my business, was in a way that I was kind of staying hidden. I was playing small. And to really hit that $10,000 a month mark or more, you got to play a big game. And this was a huge breakthrough for me to allow myself to really tap into what I loved, what I was passionate about, and go for it. You hear a lot of people, if you know, I hear this all the time. Still, it amazes me, even people in this industry, where they'll say, well, what I'd really like to do is such and such. And mm-hmm. I say, well, why aren't you doing that now? And they tell you all the reasons why they can't do it now, when the truth is that's exactly what they should be doing now. So that was probably the biggest and most important breakthrough for me in my business, was allowing myself to follow the path of exactly what was in my heart, regardless of, you know, how much money I thought I would make, because I have the belief that if we follow, you know, the reason that we're here on earth, we will make plenty of money. The amount of money is abundant. So I would say that is my first big miracle breakthrough. Now, I could go on from there, but I'm going to stop in case you want to add anything or ask anything.
Yeah, so this is really fascinating. So when you said that, you know, you were connecting with this mindset mentor and he talked about your secret thoughts, can you expand on what that means? So as for those of you who are listening that are curious about what does it mean, your secret thoughts, and maybe, you know, just let us know what that means.
Okay. Well, first of all, so let me preface it by saying this is his work that I learned from him. This isn't my, you know, something I came up with. But your secret thoughts are the thoughts you have that you really don't tell other people about. And there's two types of secret thoughts. There's the thoughts of, gosh, if I was a millionaire or if I won the lottery, this is what I would do, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's those secret thoughts. And a lot of times we don't tell people what those secret thoughts are because we're too embarrassed to, because, you know, people will shoot down our dreams, or people will laugh at us and make fun of us, like, yeah, right, you know, like, you can't do that. What are you thinking? In my case, I was raised in a family where I was told, be careful what you wish for because you probably won't get it. Mm-hmm. And so I had that negative belief in my mind that I couldn't go after what I wanted. So, and I know that there's a lot of people out there that have that same belief. And so we keep our big dreams really quiet. You know, we say that we're going after our dreams, but really that's one of the things I find is a lot of people are going after a dream that really isn't what they really want to be going after. So That's the first kind of secret thought, is what it is. And you really have to, you know, go inside and tap into your heart to touch, you know, get in touch with what that secret thought is. The second secret thought that we have is, you know, are those negative beliefs, that voice in our head that's telling us we're not good enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not talented enough, we're not, you know, we're just not enough. We cannot do it. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? So those are the other secret thoughts, that those voices in your head that oftentimes we don't even realize are there, and that you have to be aware of, because no matter what you're doing in your life, but especially as you're growing your business, you have to be aware of those voices that are in your head that are telling you that, because, you know, that's your ego trying to keep you stuck. And and gaining awareness around it, this is one of the things that I do when I work with people, is a lot of times they have these thoughts and they don't even realize it. Or they're telling themselves these negative, you know, these negative beliefs, and they don't even realize it. And that's one of my gifts, is, you know, being able to know what's happening with somebody at that level and bring it out into the open. So that's the best way I can explain, yeah, the secret thoughts.
Yeah, so this topic is so fascinating. So when people have that kind of, I like to call it negative mind chatter, and when you're able to help them bring that to awareness, to really know, wow, I have these limiting beliefs, I have this negative mind chatter, how can they release or let go of or crush those negative thoughts? Or can they?
You know what? I wish that I could tell you that in, you know, 5 minutes or less.
Right.
It's, you know, the best thing I can say is it's a process. There's, you know, there are so many tools out there for changing our mindset. There's, you know, NLP, which I'm certified in NLP. There's hypnotherapy. There's EFT. There's a new concept I'm actually learning about right now, where you're actually changing changing using meditation. You're rewiring your brain, which is a little bit what NLP is about. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it's really easy, but I will say that it's absolutely necessary. You have to constantly, you know, every day be working on changing your mindset so that it supports you rather than sabotages you. And one of the, you know, I have a lot of different exercises that I have people use when we're working with together, because you cannot just focus on the business building aspects of a business. You have to treat your business as an opportunity to grow emotionally and, you know, in your mindset. And so that's a such an important key. I do a whole talk on mindset before marketing, because it's a piece that people, I think, sometimes don't realize, or they, you know, especially new people when they're starting out, they don't realize that their business is, like I said, an opportunity to grow, and they're really going to have to up-level their game, you know, from a mindset standpoint as they grow their business. So whether it's to get to 10,000, there's a lot of people out there that cannot get to 10,000 because their mindset, their money mindset, is going to hold them back at maybe 2,000 or 3,000. So it's, you know, it's working through that aspect. So I would say that, that's the best thing I can say, is that there's a lot of different steps or exercises or things that, you know, when I'm working with somebody that we go through to help them break through. But I will say the biggest thing that they have to do is see their, they have, we all have past experiences, and that our past experiences are what keep us stuck. And so what you have to do is you have to create a new experience so that then you have the new experience that you then begin to relate to rather than the past experience. And creating that new experience oftentimes is really just pushing through the fear. You know, whatever that saying is, feel the fear and do it anyway. It's pushing through the fear, creating a situation, a circumstance that scares you, and doing it anyway. And, you know, it's the steps to do that. And that's really one of the best ways to, you know, because then you can look back and say, oh, I did it. Oh, I have this new experience now. Or, oh, I made $5,000 this month. And so now let's go to the next level. So
right.
Hope that answers the question.
So interesting. I love this topic because I find it fascinating, and I feel like I could talk for hours with you on this. I wish we had hours. But
right.
Next time I could talk. But and really quickly, for those who have never heard of NLP, can you share what that is really briefly?
Yeah, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. And the best way that I like to explain it to people is it is a way that kind of rewires the brain. It's there's NLP is used for a lot of different things. I mean, sometimes people hear NLP and they think that it has to do with copywriting, you know, what words you use in your copy that get people to take action. And that is one way that you can use NLP, but there's a lot of different ways. But working through issues, creating new experiences, you work a lot with timelines and taking people back in time, you know, and moving them through an, you know, a new experience. So it's a way of kind of rewiring the synapse connections in your brain so that you can move forward in whatever way you want to.
So interesting. I love that. And it's so cool that there are so many great tools in which you can do that. You know, it just sounds so scientific and fascinating. So that's the word I keep associating with that, fascinating, because it really is. But if it's something that can really help people release those limiting beliefs and have a new association with a new experience, I find that really exciting, you know, that is possible, so that they don't stay stuck where they are now for any long amount of time. So that's really great.
Yeah,
so
it is great. It is. I'm the same way. I could talk for hours on it. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Definitely. So, yeah, so let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to your next kind of breakthrough. But I really love that we spent a little time on that, because it's really interesting to hear kind of where you started and kind of have brought you through to today. But what was your next breakthrough moment?
The next breakthrough moment for me then, once I was once I allowed myself to really tap into what I loved and to move forward in what I believe is my life purpose, it was I had this fear, and so this goes back to, you know, what we were just talking about. I had this belief in my head that I wasn't good enough, or if I stood out, people were going to make fun of me. And that goes back to an experience that I had when I was younger. And so I had to get over the worry of what other people thought of me. And this was huge for me, and this is so common. So common. There are so many people out there, so many entrepreneurs that are worried what other people think of them. And, you know, a good majority of them don't even realize that, that's what's holding them back. So if you think about, it's interesting, I was at a workshop last week and with this phenomenal speaker. He's like the number five speaker in the world. He travels internationally. And he was talking about, you know, how public speaking, you've heard that I'm sure, is people's number one fear is public speaking. And I really believe, though, it's not the public speaking that they're afraid of. It's the fear of what other people will think of them. You know, it's the fear. You know, that's really what holds people back. And that was my fear, you know, was, you know, that people would say, well, who does she think she is, you know? And why does she think she can do that? And so that was so huge for me, and I had to move past that. And I did... I'll tell you honestly, I've worked my ass off on that topic. And it was amazing. Like, I think back now and I think, oh, isn't that amazing that I had that big fear? And if you ask me, well, how did I do it? A lot of these modalities that, you know, that I just talked about, you know, I've used NLP, I've used hypnotherapy, I've done EFT, I've done I use meditation. Meditation is a huge tool for me that I use on a daily basis. So for some reason, something shifted, you know, and what I did is, like I said earlier, is I put myself out there. I go, oh, people didn't laugh at me. Oh, people liked what I had to say. Oh, you know, so it created that new experience that, and you know, you can just do this in baby steps. It's not like you have to take this big giant leap. But that was the next big breakthrough for me, is learning how to not worry what people think of me and trusting. And I will tell you, I have a lot of faith, you know, whether somebody calls it God or spirit or universe or their higher power, whatever it is, that's key for me, is trusting that I'm following what I'm here to do on this planet, and that I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for, I use the word God, but whatever word you want to use. So I just tell myself, well, I'm doing this for God. This is not about me. This is about why I'm here and the service I'm supposed to bring to people. And so, you know, I'm just the messenger of the message that was put inside of me. So that was probably my next big breakthrough, is letting go of worrying what other people thought of me and trusting that I would attract the people that I'm meant to serve. There are, I don't care who you are, I don't care what your message is, there are people out there that are going to talk about you. They're not going to like you. They are going to say, well, who does she think she is? And you just can't worry about it. I mean, I get emails, I send stuff out, and I get emails back going, you know, nasty emails sometimes from people. And you cannot let that stop you. You just have to move forward and trust that, you know, you are on a mission to be in service to your life purpose.
I think that's so great. And you know, it's something that I think sometimes will help others as well when they, whatever your belief system, for those of you who are listening right now, it's really about when you have a hard time thinking about, oh, I want to do this, but I'm stuck in fear and I'm worried about what other people will think. If you know that it's going to help someone somewhere, that sometimes helps us get over our fears, doesn't it? You know, where you really step into the fear, like what you're talking about, and saying, this isn't even about me. It's about something much bigger. It's about my purpose. It's about my service. And if you are a spiritual being, then it could be about God or source or universe or whatever it may be. And I think that's a really beautiful way to look at it, of being of service to others and sharing your gifts with the world. So it sometimes helps us kind of, in a sense, get over that fear or step into that fear and face it and really focus on your gifts that you can share. So thank you for sharing that. That's really amazing.
Yeah, and Could I just, I just want to add, I'm
yeah.
very passionate about this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are doing people a disservice if you do not get your message out there.
Right.
You know, I have the belief that we are here by design, not just by chance. And so you are doing people a disservice. Those people that you are here to help and serve, if you don't put your message out and if you don't learn to play big and move through whatever it is that keeps you stuck and stopped, you're doing a disservice to those people.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it funny that here we're talking about this whole summit is about making $10,000 or more, and really I haven't even talked about any of the marketing or the steps you've got to take.
Right.
You know, this is all mindset, because like I said, if you don't get this piece of it, forget the rest of it.
Right, definitely. And really, you know, one of the reasons why we decided to focus on really generating revenue was about hearing the story. I mean, it really comes back to the stories of all of the experts. We have a phenomenal panel of experts, including yourself, of course, that it's really about these stories that I really wanted everyone to hear, that it's not just about the how-to of making 10K a month. You know, you could probably Google that online and find a bazillion ways to do that. And the reason why I really wanted, our team really wanted to share these amazing stories from our speakers is to show that each one of them have gone through this amazing journey to get to where they are today. And what I found fascinating, and I'm not surprised, is that so much of it has had a personal development journey and a mindset shift and really looking at business in a new lens versus just how do I do it? You know, here's the plan, here's the strategy. There's so much more to it, isn't there?
Oh, there is so much more. And you know, it's interesting because I also work with, I don't just work with online entrepreneurs. I work with local small business owners,
mm-hmm.
you know, small to medium-sized business. And it's interesting because those people aren't aware that they need to be on the personal growth path, you know, as
right.
the people are that are online, that, you know, the coaching industry, that's what it's all about. It's about personal development and growth. But
right.
So it's an interesting task, I'll call it a task for me when I do work with local business owners, because I do need to move them, you know, help them grow in their mindset and their thinking, but I have to do it in a different way, you know, and challenge them in a different way
mm-hmm.
to help up-level their business and increase their sales than I can do it with somebody online. So,
right,
yeah, we all
right.
have to do it. That's why we're
Definitely.
Here.
It's so true. So good. So, share with us, kind of bring us to where you are now, and what are you focusing on now in your business?
Well, so now, you know, I kind of like to call myself, you know, I always, I'm a creative person. I'm really creative, and I love bringing creativity. Obviously, that's my focus into people's businesses, helping them to stand out. And so I kind of call myself a standout marketing strategist and a cash flow catalyst, because that's what I do, is I help people, you know, people that are creative, and I believe everybody's creative, but I help them stand out, because like I said, if you're playing small, forget it. This marketplace is so busy and so crowded. You know, 10 years ago, maybe you could play small and make it, but you have to find a way to differentiate yourself. So that's really what I help people do, is, you know, what is, you know, we tap into what does somebody love to do? What are their gifts and talents? And really what, you know, what do they love that's fun? And how can we bring that all together into their business so that makes them unique? Because we're all unique. And so how can we highlight that in their marketing, highlight that in their business? And I'm not a branding specialist, so I don't want to give that impression. But, you know, I help these people to stand out, and because that's the first step, and then we put into place, you know, all the steps, the typical steps, marketing-wise, business-wise, for increasing cash flow.
Awesome. And so what are some of the ways that they can stand out once they differentiate themselves?
Well, so one of the areas that I specialize in is video. And I know
mm-hmm.
that video, like if you say, oh, you need to do video, and people go, oh, yeah, you know, that's like old, you know, I remember, I think it was 2013 was like the year of video, where video started getting big and, you know, you had to be doing video. But it's amazing to me how many people still are not utilizing video. You know, I mean, this is an area that I use a lot with my local people I have videographers that we go create videos for them for their websites and get them ranked up on, you know, Google, first page of Google and stuff, because video's not going away. You've got to use video. But there's ways that you can use video in a creative way, too. I mean, it doesn't mean to just, you know, create that video that's on your homepage, you know, that welcomes somebody to your site and gets them to take action to opt in for your free gift. I mean, there's ways that you can create fun videos, because people do business with people, and they want to know who you are and what makes you tick and what do you do in your spare time. You know, unfortunately, we have to be pretty transparent in this industry. And so how can you create some videos that let people connect with you by seeing who you are authentically and, you know, and create, they can be short little casual videos. They can be, I don't know, 2-minute videos even that say, hey, you know, I took the day off. This would be me talking. I took the day off. I'm out on a sailboat. That's one of my passions. And here I am out sailing on the San Francisco Bay. And, you know, here's the captain I'm sailing with. And, you know, make sure you're putting more fun in your life. I mean, it could be as simple as that. So they're getting to see me in a more casual setting. They get to see me doing something that I'm passionate about. And they go, oh, I would like to do that. Or, oh, I would like to put more fun in my life. Or, I, you know, whatever it is. So that's one way that I'm passionate about. But like I was saying, is tapping into what it is about them. What do they love to do? Because people, entrepreneurs, it's so funny. They go, oh, they follow, especially in the beginning. You find your mentor or your coach that, and you go, okay, so I'm going to do exactly what that person does. Mm-hmm. And but the thing is, that model may not fit you, or that, you have other gifts or talent or things about you that make you unique that are going to help you stand out. And so that's why it's so important to tap into those things. So it really is kind of a customized approach to, you know, when I work with somebody and really get in touch with what it is that they love so that we can highlight those things. But I would say video is a huge area that I focus on, and then I focus a lot in having people stand out in more creative ways on social media. I love social media. I just absolutely love it. I love that it's about being social and connecting with people. So it's, you know, I watch what's happening on social media with so many people that are trying to build their business, and they're marketing their business on their personal page and instead of on their business page, and people have this belief, well, my post won't get seen on my business page. And so I work with them to not only change that belief, that limiting belief, but show them how they can really optimize their presence in a creative way that they stand out in social media, all aspects of it, depending on their business. You know, you know, some people aren't using Pinterest the way they could be. They may not be using Twitter. It just depends on their business. You know, those platforms are really good for different types of businesses. And because I work with a lot of creative business owners and creative business owners locally, we strategize, you know, we create a strategy for helping them to stand out more in those areas.
Right, right. So, okay, so for example, so I totally hear what you're saying, and I will admit that I'm somebody who's guilty of really leveraging my personal Facebook page to really kind of promote my lifestyle and positivity and coaching and, you know, inspiration. So it's kind of a blend of personal and business, and that's where I have most of my kind of connections and followers and whatnot. And then there's my my business page that doesn't have as much interaction. So what would you say to someone like me who has gotten really comfortable with using my personal page and really should be shifting over to my business page? And why is that important?
Okay. First of all, personal page, Facebook, if you think back to what Facebook was originally, Facebook wasn't a platform to market your business. Mm-hmm. Facebook was a place to be social. And so what happened is when the business side of it came in and people started marketing their businesses on their personal page, you know, and then that's when Facebook kind of got smart and went, oh, here's an opportunity. Let's create these business pages and have people there, you know, market their businesses there. So actually, if you look at the guidelines, the rules and guidelines of Facebook, it's not even allowed to market your business on your personal page. So does everybody do it? Yes. But the other thing, if you think about, if those are your friends and family, now I know all of us in this business, we have all these people we're friends with on Facebook. We don't even know who they are. You know, I know mine is like way over 4,000 people. I don't know who those people are personally, but they reach out to me. But if you think about your friends and your family, do they really want you marketing to them constantly?
Right.
You know?
No. Right. No.
You know?
No, they don't.
And those aren't your ideal clients. You
right.
know? And so, and the thing is, if you learn to use your, let me just say this. Here's the other reason people do it. Because they go, well, now Facebook doesn't show my posts on my business page. Yeah, you're right. They don't show a lot of posts if you expect to be able to market your business for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about it. You tell me where else you can market your business for free. I mean, come on. If you're
right.
a business owner, you got to be serious about growing your business, and that means investing in your business. So you have to be willing to spend some money to market your business. And that's where the Facebook advertising comes in. That's where you boost your posts. You cannot have a business page and post once or twice a day. Is anybody going to see it? No. So there's a lot of techniques that you have to use on that business page, and it's all about creating a community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and you're not just promoting business things, you know, like sign up for my program, you know, come opt in for this free offer, you know, oh, I'm holding a webinar, come to that. You want to build a community, and if you think back to, let's go back to the 1940s, I'm not that old, but let's go back to the 1940s mm-hmm. and think about what it was like for somebody to go to the local butcher or the local grocery store, and that person there knew, you know, oh, how's Johnny, and, you know, how's the husband, and, you know, they interacted in a very personal way, and those people mm-hmm. knew all about those people's lives. And that's what social media is supposed to be. But
mm-hmm.
we've got it to where all of these business owners, they put everything on autopilot, and I'm all for autopilot, believe me. But they do it in a way where they're not being social. They're not interacting. And so it's like they're just vomiting all this information onto people rather
mm-hmm.
than really interacting with them. So using your business page to, I mean, those are the reasons why you should, and you have to be willing to spend the money. I don't know. I think over time, I don't have a crystal ball for what Facebook's going to do, but I
mm-hmm.
think that not showing all the posts is really the first step to getting them to say, look, business owners, if you want to market your business on this platform, you're going to have to invest. And it's
right.
probably the cheapest, you know, running ads on Facebook is probably the cheapest way to market your business and really get in front of a lot of people. And this,
right.
you know, you can
mm-hmm.
target, you just have to learn how to do it. But, yeah, that's
right.
one of the
And it's
the
beautiful
that
you can be so targeted with Facebook advertising. If there's one thing I really love about that, it's that, you know, you can get so specific with who you want to reach. And if you've done the work of being clear with who your ideal clients are, then this is a really huge benefit, especially coming from, you know, I worked in the local media for about 15 years here in Seattle, and, you know, these business owners would spend tens of thousands of dollars on advertising. And, of course, it was great for branding and getting the message out there. And at the same time, the question I hated answering the most, I will totally admit this, when I was an account executive, was, so, Amy, what kind of results can I expect from spending, you know, $10,000 a month on your radio station for advertising?
Right.
I wasn't able to guarantee anything. And not that you're able to guarantee that people will buy from you, but at least you can see online who you're attracting, who you're kind of going after, what you're paying for. You can see exactly who you're reaching. And so it's just a different story, you know, a different metric. So I love that about Facebook.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you use Facebook advertising, there's so many things you can use it for. You can use it for, you know, building your list, getting more likes on your page, you know, attracting people into a webinar, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting them over to your website. I use it to get people over to read my blog post so that I'm getting more traffic to my website. So
mm-hmm.
that improves my analytics on my site. There's just so many ways to use it, and it's not like it has to be that expensive. You know, in the beginning, you know, spend $5 a day. You know?
Right. Right.
It's not that expensive, you know, to get started, and that's the nice thing about it.
Right, right. Such good stuff. So Julie, a lot of our listeners are newer coaches and entrepreneurs that would love, love, love to know how to get to that first sweet spot, as we've been talking about, of earning $10,000 each month consistently. So I'm asking each of our experts to share their top three tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what three tips can you share today?
Okay, well, I could probably sit here and tell you three tips, you know, that are related to marketing. That would be really easy for me to do. But mm-hmm. given what we've talked about, I'm going to maybe just reiterate some of what I mentioned. I would say first
sure.
and foremost, be authentic and don't mm-hmm. copy somebody out there that you look up to or admire in your whatever your niche is. Be
mm-hmm.
authentic and tap into what is uniquely you and get some help for bringing that message out. You know, I just have to say really quick, if I see another ad that says something about a six-figure business, or I know that's what we all want, but
mm-hmm.
everybody says that. Oh, if you know, I'm going to help you to build a six-figure business. Every single marketing coach out there or business coach out there has that message. Well, what
mm-hmm.
if you said it in a different way? What if you, you know, had a little bit different message that was going to get them that result, but said it in a different way? Chances are you would stand out more. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see that message, I just kind of go, oh, there's another one, you know. So that's
right.
what I mean when I say be authentic and don't try to copy people. Figure out, and this can be a little bit of a process, and get somebody that helps you to do that. Figure out what makes you authentic so you can stand out. That's number one. Number two is once you do that, be willing to put yourself out there in a big way. Don't hold back, you know. Again, this is all a mindset game, and it's just like I've been talking about. And really step out in a way that takes you out of your comfort zone, because that's what this whole business is about, or, you know, being an entrepreneur is about, is you're not going to grow if you stay safe and comfortable. You've got to step out in a big way, and having somebody to help you do that and to help you get unstuck when you get stuck, and you will, because we all do, or going, ugh, I don't want to do that. I'm scared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that secondly, is my number two. And number three, I would say figure out, this is going to go to the marketing side of it, you know, whether it's email marketing or video marketing or podcasting or, I don't know, what else, what are all the other things that we do that they say we have to do, you know, whether
mm-hmm.
you're sending a newsletter, don't do something just because somebody told you, well, this is what you have to do. I've
mm-hmm.
seen so many entrepreneurs have success that went, you know what, I don't really want to do it that way. I want to do it this way. And the reason it worked for them is because they did it. So figure out what you love to do, you know, what marketing you will do and do on a consistent basis, and do that and let the rest go. There's so many opportunities out there in terms of ways to market your business. But you know what? If you're not consistent, and this is funny because I know somewhere for this summit you said consistently make $10,000 a month. Well,
mm-hmm.
to consistently make $10,000 a month or more, you have to be consistent in
mm-hmm.
your marketing. And so, but again, there's so many things, and people go, oh, it's in the beginning, I don't know where to start, and I, you know, oh my gosh, and they get overwhelmed because there's so many things. I mean, this
mm-hmm.
business of online marketing can be overwhelming. So that would be my third bit of advice, is to choose what you love to do marketing-wise and
mm-hmm.
do it consistently.
That is so great. So do you have a favorite way that you market yourself? I mean, I know we talked about videos, but is that your favorite way, or do you have a different favorite way to to consistently market yourself?
I have three. I love doing video. I love social media, and I love public speaking. And I would say, so speaking engagements in my local area is one of my favorite ways, because I love, you know, it's really easy. It's easy for me. I'm an introvert, believe it or not. I know I don't talk like I'm an introvert, but I'm an introvert. And so I can sequester myself in my house, at my desk, behind my computer, you know, and not talk to people. I just do my thing, you know, other than, you know, clients and that type of thing. But so I love going out and doing speaking in the area, and that way it gets me out, it gets me in front of people. And like I said, if we went back to my secret thoughts that I was talking about earlier, I love being on a stage. And so because I love to inspire people, and I love being able to connect with kind of the masses, you know, a bunch of people at once. And so that is one of my absolute, probably that's my number one favorite. And video obviously is the second to that, because even though the audience isn't there, they're there when they're watching it.
Right, exactly. So when you do public speaking, do you typically speak at others' events, or do you have your own events?
I have been more recently speaking at a lot of other people's events. However, I kind of gave myself the challenge this year. I was actually going to start a meetup group.
It's funny.
Yeah, and I just want to say this, because this is such a great way. People, when they want to do public speaking, they go, oh, where can I find speaking engagements? That's the number one, you know, thing I hear people say of when they want to speak. And so meetup groups are a great way. If you are not, you know, meetup.com, if you're not on Meetup, not only is it a great place to connect with other entrepreneurs, find speaking engagements. I use it for a big part of my social life. I belong to sailing clubs. I belong to hiking clubs. Those are two of the things I love to do. So it gets me out, you know, with other people doing things. But I told myself that this year I was going to start my own meetup group. I just haven't done it, because it's a big commitment, obviously, to to keep something like that going. But so that's kind of on my to-do list. That's going to challenge me.
Such a great tool, and a great reminder of that tool, you know, and to create your own. That's a really great idea. So thank you for sharing that. It's a great tip. Well, Julie, this has been so much fun. I feel like we could keep going on and on and on, because I just love everything that you're about, and all these topics are topics that are right up my alley. We are wrapping up here on time. So is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I do. I would love for people to kind of have an opportunity to get me to know me a little bit better and know what my business is about. So I do have a free offer for everybody. It's called 5 Simple Steps to Increase Sales in Your Biz, and that's what we're here about. You know, if you're not making sales and you don't have a business, you just have a hobby. So, and they can go. I think that there is a link there on the page, but if somebody just wants to go to the page, if you went to julieunplugged.com/increase sales, it's a guide for creative sales. Creative people, but I think everybody's creative. So if you want to increase sales, these are absolute 5 steps that you've got to go through that are imperative to doing that in your business.
Perfect. So julieunplugged.com/increased sales. Is that
increased,
correct?
Sales.
Okay, julieunplugged.com/increased sales. And yes, we'll make sure that that is on your speakers page. So everyone needs to check that out. These are such generous offers that we're getting from our amazing panel of experts. So thank you, Julie, so much for sharing that. Very kind of you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you for being a guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. This has been a great interview and chat, and we do hope to connect with you again in the near future if you'll join us again.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, Amy, and thank you so much. And I just want to wish all of the newer entrepreneurs out there the best of luck, and say don't give up. You can do it.
Perfect. And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.